And I notice on the window all these media releases about great things for Gippsland. Well, fair enough. Where's the media release about the damage that's done to Gippsland by these cuts?
We know at Central Gippsland TAFE, almost certainly two campuses will close, the Leongatha campus, which is basically new, and the Morwell campus. We don't yet know what will happen in East Gippsland and this region. There are a number of outreach centres, about six, and there are other little campuses. We believe that plans will be announced tomorrow, but it is very likely, if not certain, that some of the campuses will be closed or downsized, and almost certain that some of the smaller centres will close.
And what sort of job cuts are you expecting Advanced TAFE to announce tomorrow?
Look, it's very hard to know. We know their budget cut is about half of what Central Gippsland had, so it's around about $5 or $6 million. I think you can expect dozens of jobs will have to go, for sure.
Where's the minister? Where's the minister?
Okay, we're here at the TAFE for All rally outside Peter Ryan's office today, and I'm here with a bunch of TAFE students from Gippsland.
I'm Tina, and I'm from GTEC, and I think it's a really bad thing that's happening, because, you know, TAFE is such a good opportunity for people to learn new things, and by cutting it, it just puts at stake a lot of people's futures.
And Tina, what are you studying?
I'm studying hairdressing.
And so how is your course going to be affected by these TAFE cuts? Do you know yet?
I'm not 100% sure, but hopefully not too affected, because it wouldn't be a good thing because people need hairdressers.
And if your course was to dramatically increase in price, what sort of pressure would that place upon you?
A lot of pressure, especially my parents, because they're the ones that pay the fees, and the fees are already high enough. They're going to be higher than a lot of people, especially myself, wouldn't be able to do the course.
Marie Howard from Advanced TAFE, the Flexible Learning Centre in Sale.
And Marie, it's been a very emotional day today here down at the rally. There have been quite a few people almost shedding tears. Now, tell me, why is this issue so important to the community of Gippsland?
Well, I guess I'm fortunate. I've worked with TAFE for 12 years and witnessed firsthand many students who've walked in off the street. I see a lot of youth out in the pedestrian mall. We're situated on the corner there of Cunningham and Disraeli Street. And a lot of youth who are lost, and they walk in and they say, look, I've been kicked out of school. I've been kicked out of all the sale schools and now the MAFRA school. No one will take me on. What is there, here for me? So we guide them, give them that career counselling, find the places for them and nurture them along the way. And they've got counselling as well, plus they've got the opportunity of support workers. If they've got a disability, we can arrange disability support work. All that is going to disappear. It just will disappear in a regional area. It is heartbreaking. And there's you can see in today's rally of about 150 people here, the passion behind it, and like I said in my speech up there that, Ted Bailey, what are you doing? He's ripping the heart and soul out of regional communities. We don't have the luxury that the cities do. And I know Ted's very keen on building his super city, but what about the people in the regional areas? They don't have choice. They don't have several TAFEs or different RTOs that they can go to with the courses. They have a TAFE, and that's going to be cut back. We don't know what we're going to lose yet until the end of the week, but it looks like we'll lose our outreach centres. What's people in the youth of Mallacoota, Orbost, Yarram, Swiss Creek, what are they going to do? They'll have to go metro or they won't study at all.
And we have a couple of TAFE students standing, waiting to talk to us right now, Marie. We might go over and have a chat to them now. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Stephen.
Stephen, and tell me, where and what are you studying?
I'm studying IT Cert Friend 4 right over there in the corner. And we're on lunch and there's a rally here, so we decided to come out and fight for what we're doing. This is our careers, this is our future lives. And I've got, not everyone can afford university or, living in the city, so TAFE is really the only option. Like, it's my only option. And these older students, it's not exactly the only option, but it is a option for them.
And how old are you, Stephen?
I'm 18. Yeah.
And why did you decide to go to TAFE?
Because I couldn't get into any universities. Living in the city was too expensive. It's a way to get a career. It's something to do with myself, and it's better than working in a fast food joint for the rest of my life, or packing groceries, or menial labour. Like, I wanted to do something with myself, and I didn't want to just be a waste of a person, you know. I wanted to live a life.
Absolutely. And thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, now it's being taken away, possibly.
My name's Kelly, and I'm at the advanced TAFE with young Stephen there, except there's about 30 years of age difference between us. And I used to be a dairy farmer, which I thought I would continue on, but because of ill health, I had to stop. So TAFE has given me the opportunity to reinvent my life. I'm doing IT, which is a long way away from cows, but thoroughly enjoying it thanks to the staff, the coordinator, the way the place is set up. And it has enabled me to maybe find a job in the future in the IT world. As long as there still is a class to go to, I'll be able to do Certificate 4, but I can't do Diploma because next year everything changes. So I'm just hoping with what I've learnt so far, I will be able to get a job.